The head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon, and coach, congratulations. That was a hard-fought battle by your team.
Oh, thanks, Kelly. You hear me all right?
Yep.
Yeah, thank you very much. Gritty. You know what? We said before the game, this is all about character. Well, this group showed just an unbelievable amount of character. To come in here, obviously, in a tough situation against a team that obviously was fired up and short turnaround, all those things, missing two of your senior leaders. And to come in here and get this win was just huge. I mean, just really, really proud of the group.
They battled hard. A scoreless first period. Ohio State came out. They were just buzzing, outshooting you guys 12-5. Did you make any adjustments there between the first and second period to help get you guys on the scoreboard?
Not really. You know, we knew that they would have a push. I mean, obviously, they're the home team. They got beat. It's always going to be that way when you're on the road. The home team's certainly going to come out, and they did. And give Ohio State credit. I thought they played a real strong period. You know, they were throwing everything at the net. There was just a couple of occasions where there was some crashes where there was a towards the net. But otherwise, everything again was on the perimeter. And Britt's going to handle those things all night long, which he did. But we just talked about getting more pucks to the net and managing the puck a little better. And I thought we did a good job of that in the second period.
You mentioned how your players responded, having to make some line changes, obviously, with Anderson out and Huber both out. Summer Thibodeau playing alongside Miller and Wyvoda, and I asked her during that first intermission what it was like to play alongside those, and you could tell she fed off of it. She says she was really excited to get that chance because they are that kind of a hunt for the puck sort of line. How do you think she did up there?
Oh, she did a great job. Yeah, you know, she compliments that line. She's such a hard worker. She's going to hunt for pucks. She's going to do a lot of the dirty work. Did a real nice job. I thought everybody, Tegan Rose was outstanding. You know, she, in the limited shifts she had, certainly was very noticeable. Sylvia Meralt had some really nice plays. And Emily Berglund just continues to play solid. So, I thought everybody did a great job. I thought Caitlin Tugas was just outstanding the entire weekend. What a leader. Smallest player on the ice, and she's flying all over the place. And creating things, and boy, it was nice to see her finally get a goal. I realize it was an empty netter, but she'll take it.
Well, she was hungry, that's for sure. I know she had a couple of really good looks there today, but it certainly was nice to see her get on the scoreboard finally, being in her senior year and all. But she's always part of the play. You said it now with a goal and 8 assists. She's definitely an important part of that top line.
Oh, huge, just huge, which kind of set the tone, no doubt. I mean, she's always around the puck. She uses her speed, and again, she's so much stronger than she looks. And she's not afraid to go in there and win battles, and that's what she did. But, I told the team it came down to that last 20 minutes for the weekend again. It's a tie game, and to go on out, score them 2-0 in their barn in the 120th minute of this game, again, just speaks volumes to the group.
Your special teams were outstanding this weekend. I mean, you didn't get any power plays last night. Penalty kill, 100%. Then you get a power play goal today from Emma Terrace, and she's a hard worker, and that was just a great setup. Billich to Tugas, and then Terrace will just finish it off. It was as perfect as it could have ever played out for your power play unit.
Oh, it did. Great play by Evena to get it to Tugi, who made a real nice play, and the goalie robs her, but there was Emma going hard to the net, and that's, one of those habits we talk about all the time, and I think she got it out of the air. It was kind of behind the goalie, and she was the first one there. So it turns out to be the game-winning goal. And how big is that? It was huge. But you're right. The penalty kill was outstanding all weekend long. Everybody involved in that unit just did a tremendous job.
Well, I know Stephanie Anderson's listening back over in Sweden right now. Anything you want to say to her as
she
gets ready?
Well, first of all, I want to wish her the best of luck in the gold medal game tomorrow. And I know she's going to do a great job, but we can't wait to have 16 back in the lineup.
Next weekend, an even bigger weekend for your team as you guys head to Minneapolis. You guys right now ahead of the Gophers in the standings. Does that make it a little bit more interesting as you go into their barn next weekend?
I don't know if they needed any more motivation to play us or not, but that's certainly gonna give it to them. But you know what? That's great for our program, great for our group to be able to look at those standings. I realize we have two games in hand. We're not gonna get ahead of ourselves and too carried away. But pretty cool to see Bemidji State number 2 right now in WCHA. I'll tell you that much.
It certainly gives you confidence going into their barn, doesn't it?
Well, you know what? We've beaten them there before, you know, and you know, we realize they're a great team. We realize they've got unbelievable players, unbelievable talent. They're the defending national champions. You know, I could go on and on. We realize that. But you know what? We're just going to go in there and play Beaver hockey, and we'll see what happens.
Coach, everybody on Twitter says there should be ice cream at hand.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt there will be some ice cream at some point in time.
Thanks, Coach. Congratulations again on the sweep.
Thanks, Kelly.
Head Coach Jim Scanlon joining us here, and one of the things he told his team as we were getting off the bus to play this game here today in Game 2 was to just have fun, and certainly, obviously, they worked hard, but they came away with a win, which, in the end, is indeed fun.